We are getting to the point where our society is so complex that we cannot allow people to be like, oh, central bankers, please make a decision on monetary policy, but do not enrich yourself. They're like, no, we won't do it. Pinky promise. You will not print $1 trillion, Walker.
Right. You won't. Unless we have to. And we always have to. Well, that's the insane thing.
Like, man, it's...
It's funny to me that people look at Bitcoin still and they're like, well, that's crazy. What do you mean no one's in charge? But it's like once you go down the Bitcoin rabbit hole a bit, you look at the fiat system and you say, that's crazy. Why are people in charge of the price of money? Why are these 12 dudes setting the price of money?
And they're like academics, you know, in suits. They have this reputation of being knowledgeable.
They're economists.
Yes. Not like you and me. We're a bunch of internet trolls.
Degenerates.
Yeah, really. We don't understand it. It's above our heads, Walker.
We don't have the necessary degrees to understand it. The Federal Reserve employs some, insanely high number of economists.
And important work.
All that they do, it's not like they employ all these different economists and they all, debate and disagree with each other. They just get as many economists as they can so that they can all agree. And they're like, well, we've got consensus. Every economist that works for us says that we need to print more money. So, I mean, I guess we'll just print more money.
God bless those people, but you become part of the cancer on society.
Greetings and salutations, my fellow plebs. My name is Walker, and this is the Bitcoin Podcast. Bitcoin continues to create new blocks every 10 minutes, and the value of one Bitcoin is still one Bitcoin. And if you are listening to this right now, remember, you are still early. I am back from the Bitcoin conference in Las Vegas, and as you can hear, my voice is still pretty rough from having way too good of a time, but I do just want to give a quick shout out to everybody who took the time to come up to me and say that you love the Bitcoin podcast, or you enjoyed my narration of Lawrence Lepard's book, The Big Print. It honestly means a lot to hear your feedback, and I truly appreciate all of you supporting this show. Seriously, thank you. If you find the show valuable and want to support it with some sats, quick reminder that you can do so on Fountain app by boosting the show or becoming a paid subscriber. Or feel free to zap on Noster, or don't. Bitcoin doesn't care. This episode was a live stream with my uncle Rockstar at the Roxum booth in Vegas. And I want to give a shout out to the Roxum crew for letting me use their setup so I didn't have to bring all of my gear to Vegas. As usual with my uncle Rockstar, it was a great rip. My only complaint is that it was far too short, so I'll have to have him back on the show again for a longer rip in the near future. All right, that is enough from me. Without further ado, let's get into this Bitcoin talk with Rockstar Dev.
Rockstar developer, my uncle. I am Walker America. Both of those are our real names. And here we are. Here we are at the Bitcoin conference. Yes. We are in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. What a time to be alive. How are you, my uncle?
Crazy, man. You see that we just actually just looked at Dorsey tweeted out that now on Square terminals you can accept Bitcoin. And this is what I've been working on, man. Now this card of mine that has...
Yeah, show the camera maybe so they can see how awesome this is.
So that has laser eyes, right?
Incredible.
I can actually go to the terminal and pay with this. Isn't that crazy? Like with this Bitcoin, I just go and tap to pay.
Here's what I love about this, because I feel like there's this ongoing narrative, or I shouldn't say narrative, maybe argument about, never sell your Bitcoin, or you don't actually need to use Bitcoin as money because using it as a store of value is good enough. You obviously have a different opinion on the matter and are actively working on things that make it very easy to use as money, as easy as using your card. So can we talk about this? First of all, what is this card for people who don't know?
I also want to talk it from a perspective I understand.
Yeah.
Not everyone is an altruistic idiot like myself, right? So you spend years developing FOSS software while you could have just, amassed Bitcoin, didn't do anything, you're up in profits, that's it. But the thing is, when people say, don't spend your Bitcoin, spend fiat, actually, I see the technical way of how to do that. Because you can't keep your Bitcoin now. We're getting to the point where you can literally borrow against it infinitely. And as you're doing that, you have dollar balances backed by Bitcoin. And then you can use cards like this that are essentially just authentication key that sends a signal to server, transmit this much, like pay this a Lightning invoice, authorized. And that's all that this is. What I love about situation now is now that Square rolls this out, man, you have a Lightning node running.
Yep.
You tie it to Vault cards. You're paying from your Lightning node to Square. Isn't it insane?
And it's incredible.
I don't even want to get in the whole KYC, no KYC. I think I spoke with Sailor about his Vault card that's coming at the conference. So it will be at the official conference store releasing tomorrow morning. Like I'll see if Michael can get his card and use it to pay with Bitcoin. And we can set it up so he's spending dollars, actually. So all good, Michael.
I mean, and either way, if he's not spending his Bitcoin, maybe presumably he's good with it. Right?
Well, I mean, he's spending Coinbase's Bitcoin, right?
There we go.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, man, that's okay. If you want to have a custodian and you want someone to be responsible, someone you can pressure, okay, that's a bank. But you could come, tap to pay, done.
I love these cards because I think one of the things that was always hard for people when it comes to understanding Bitcoin. Like I was just talking to somebody on the flight here to Vegas. Nice gal was coming in for a Kenny Chesney concert.
Oh my God.
And she works as like a financial advisor actually and started chatting up Carl and I. And she said, you know, some of my clients have, you know, asked me about Bitcoin. I don't know. Like I don't understand it. Whatever. And she's like, you know, because you can't touch it. It's not like physical. And which I always think is such a weird thing for people to say.
Yes.
Because first of all, I was like, okay, you've got cash on you or are you using a credit card or a debit card? Well, debit card, credit card, okay. So like, where is that? You can't touch that either. It's just like you just have this physical card, but that makes them think it's physical, even though there's nothing physical about it. This is kind of like, I feel like, bridges that gap where people then feel, oh, now look, I can touch the Bitcoin. You know, like the Bitcoins are in the card.
And it
makes a difference for people. It really does.
And it's way cooler with laser eyes and experience.
It's so sick.
I spoke with Odell about this. And I think now that we will be moving from, get your wallet out, scan to pay, we move to this, tap to pay. I think the ultimate frontier is you get this into the phone and then you tap and pay like with Apple Pay. And behind all of that is Bitcoin settlement layer. So excited, because it took us time, man. When you look at mainstream media, they were calling us out that, look at that, that there it's a Bitcoin conference, but you can't pay with Bitcoin. It's on-chain, it's 10 minutes, it's this and that. Sure, but we worked on the technology for last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, bringing up Lightning Network, and now it's ready. Now it's literally you have Square, like a company that's tens of billions of dollars worth, rolling out like, hey, you remember, you see this that we have at BTC Pay, open source tap to pay, now we have it as well. And it's beautiful, man, to see it.
That Square announcement is honestly huge because that's something that is used by so many small businesses, especially small merchants, individuals who aren't running some big enterprise and maybe, couldn't pay for whatever expensive POS software and hardware terminals were out there. And Square filled a definite need for them. Now they're coming in and across all of the, I don't know how many merchant users they have, but it's a mass,
tons,
it's an insane number. Now anyone can pay with Bitcoin at those. And I feel like that just breaks down so many walls that were up there before, where it was really easy to say, well, okay, if, the classic argument, if Bitcoin's money, then why can't we spend it anywhere? And, speaking of people who say that, I see Peter Schiff walking by right now. Maybe he'll stop in. We'll see.
Gold is old, Peter. Gold is old.
No, he's ignoring. He's a man on a mission.
Yeah.
A very cool shirt, though. A very cool shirt. I'll give him that. But, you know, it takes away those arguments where you say, well, why can't I spend it anywhere? And it's like, now you can spend it anywhere.
And one thing, all of these merchants are now stacking sats, right? As you're like a mom and pop shop that's moving to Bitcoin standard, and suddenly your purchasing power is increasing over the time. It's no longer, because we say, like, Bitcoin is not a get-quick-rich scheme. It's don't-get-poor-slowly scheme.
Exactly. Because,
and Saylor has that. The people that use fiat currencies as money, we call them poor.
Yeah,
it's just you're deluded every day, man.
It is a great quote, yeah. And made into a really banger house track, too, as well.
It's a remix.
It's a great sample.
Remix.
Yeah.
We need sample. To add this to the video.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So now you've got the ability to use these cards. For anybody, maybe, can you give the high-level technical of, like, how that actually works? Without, like this is a bolt card?
Who cares? Like, you mean, like,
okay,
two developers out of every...
Screw it. Okay, so... Okay,
no,
so
I'll tell it.
The point is, it works.
Yeah, but anyone that wants to replicate this setup, install BTC Pay Server. Nicholas Dorier, Emperor Nicholas... Mm-hmm. Who founded BTC Pay Server, he created this Bolt Card Bank plugin. So if you want to onboard your family on Bitcoin Standard, you get these Bolt Cards, you give everyone allowance. Like, this card is 20,000 sats or 20,000 Bitcoins. We won't know soon, Walker.
Oh, God.
Like, rename Satoshis.
We might have to get into that a little
bit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you get, like, five of these cards. You have five members of your family. Go, like, spend, go buy a Steak and Shake, tap to pay, Bitcoin Standard, and we get corporations to stack sats as well. And I'm telling you, man, this, as Pomp says, rocket ship is leaving, man. It's this time, yeah, for real.
It's Bitcoin, actually, yeah. I want to sidebar quick to the Steak and Shake thing, because I think this is honestly, like first of all, it's cool. I enjoy Steak and Shake. I enjoyed them even more when they put tallow. Incredible. And then now they have integrated Bitcoin, where you can, like, I literally went and I bought a burger and fries, and actually I got a Frisco melt kind of guy, and fries and a shake, you know, and everything, and I paid in Bitcoin, and it was easy. And it's kind of incredible, like, it's an incredible marketing tactic for them as well, because they get so much free advertising now from all this toxic psychopaths on the internet who are like, this is really cool. I just went and bought Steak and Shake with Bitcoin. This is a huge franchise nationwide. I mean, do you think we start to see more of this? Like, as these, like, the tools have gotten better now. The tools have gotten way better, even than a couple of years ago. I haven't been in as long as you, but, like, I've seen this progression, and it's amazing. Do you think we start to see more of businesses do this?
I think we're at the, you know, that critical point, critical juncture. It's literally like this conference, man. Now that Square has announced, I think that's it, because you know how it is. You've been in Bitcoin, as you say, like, maybe not as long as me, but you're getting...
A few years now.
You had the whole, oh, you're crypto couple. You're not Bitcoin couple. Everyone hating. And when we met at Beefsteak, Josh at Beefsteak, I think I told you the same thing, actually. But Alec then telling everyone, like, hey, it takes time.
Yeah.
Because... Everyone, just like, people look at this video, they say, like, what is this masked guy doing? Mm-hmm. But then they research, they're like, oh, like, these guys, they're, like, somehow improving their lives and getting wealthier as they do it. Like, I want that. I want that for me. I want that for my family. And I'm telling you, when we were memeing this, like, I remember Bitstein doing the whole fix the money, fix the world. They're like, yeah, right. Like, how will you fix it? And we're like, we will fix it. We will fix the money with Bitcoin. We'll fix the world. They're like, yeah, right. Like, bunch of freaks online, like, geeks. But now people are like, oh, they're actually doing it. They're fixing money. It's fixing food supply. Because seed oils...
Poison. Man,
it's just, you get all the bloating, mitochondria. You know probably better than me. Stuffing
yourself full of an industrial lubricant, basically, that was packaged as somehow a food.
Yeah. I watched, your videos. I like, followed your posts, and I'm like, okay, let me try not to eat, like, seed oils. Then I'm like, oh, actually, I feel, less, like, bloated and all of that. Like, it's almost like you're having a... infection, man. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's a fiat infection, really. It's like something that's totally avoidable and should never have happened, but somehow, because of this fiat system that we live in, where everything needs to, you got to hide the inflation by making stuff
shittier. Metabolism slows down.
Yeah, it's like, It's like,
and then it's amazing to see a company do that though,
to say no seed oils anymore. Like, we're not going to poison our customers. That's great. More of that, please.
But I understand the way that started. We were on fiat standard. Everything is getting faster. They're like, oh, we can save 10 cents if we use this oil. Now they're coming to senses. They're like, well, we can save 10 cents right now, but this person is going to get progressively sicker as it's getting full of seed oils and other, not even seed oils, but all those extra chemicals they're adding to food to last longer. No, improve the technology. Like, there is no reason for you to put preservative in a meat. Like, improve.
It's like, do you want your customers to die younger? Because then they won't be your customers anymore. It's going to cost you more to acquire
crazy,
new ones.
Man. It's just, okay, improve the food supply chain logistics. Get the fresh burgers in. Grill them. Eat. But we're getting there, man. I'm telling you, they thought we were crazy, but it is. Fix the money, fix the world, and we're doing it.
If you're stuck spending dollars, at least stop earning dirty fiat rewards. Use Fold to earn Bitcoin on everyday purchases and regular expenses, like groceries, bills, travel, home improvement. I literally just earned 2,203 sats buying a $100 Amazon gift card on Fold. You don't even need to use the Fold card itself if you don't want to. You can connect your favorite credit card and double dip with Bitcoin rewards on merchant offers. Or go all in. Make Fold the center of your personal finances. Buy, earn, save, and even get paid in Bitcoin with Fold. Head to the link in the show notes to get started with the ultimate savings toolkit. Or go directly to use.foldapp.com/r/walker and get yourself $10 in Bitcoin when you sign up. Let's talk about using Bitcoin the way it's meant to be used. Self-custodial, lightning fast, and ready for the real world. That's exactly what BitKit Wallet is all about. BitKit Wallet is a clean, powerful Bitcoin and Lightning mobile wallet that gives you full control on-chain and on Lightning. You hold the keys always. Whether you're brand new or are a seasoned Bitcoiner, BitKit's intuitive wallet design makes it simple to send, receive, and manage your sats. QuickPay lets you fire off Lightning payments faster than ever, and seamless integration between on-chain and Lightning means your funds are always where you need them. It's your daily driver Bitcoin and Lightning wallet, and it actually feels good to use it. And with modular widgets, you can personalize your experience to match your style. There's even a Lightning node running right on your phone. No custodians, no compromises. Go to bitkit.to or search BitKit Wallet in your app store and start using Bitcoin like it's meant to be used. That's BITKIT.to. If you've accepted that we're living through the fourth turning, then it's time to get yourself some Bitcoin and then go to bitbox.swiss/walker and use the promo code Walker for 5% off the easy-to-use, fully open-source, Bitcoin-only Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Then get your Bitcoin off the exchange, into your own self-custody, and prepare yourself for the chaos that is to come. The world is going pretty wild right now, but Bitcoin is ripping, and your stack will soon be worth a heck of a lot more in fiat value than it is today as every currency around the world hyperinflates. So now is the perfect time to get your security locked down tight with Bitbox. I really want to emphasize that the Bitbox O2 is easy as hell to use, whether you're brand new to Bitcoin, it's your first time setting up a hardware wallet, or you are a well-seasoned psychopath. It is Bitcoin only and fully open source. No need to trust me. You can head to their GitHub and verify that for yourself. When you go to bitbox.swiss/walker and use the promo code Walker, not only do you get 5% off, but you also help support this podcast. So thank you.
I think that now that it's kind of interesting. So where we're at in like this particular cycle, I haven't been around for a lot of cycles. You know, this is kind of like first time seeing these things happen, but this is a very interesting cycle. From what I've seen, where you have like the institutions are actually here. It's not like the institutions are coming. It's like, no, the institutions are here and they are gobbling up sats. At the same time, from what I've seen, retail, you know, quote, retail is actually not so much here yet. And I don't know what it takes if Bitcoin's been too boring, you know, bouncing around above 100,000 cuck bucks, somehow that's boring. But apparently it's too boring for most people to pay attention yet.
I think it is partly the fact that everyone is getting robbed. It's like, you see even the dips in stock market, and it's like, hey, people buy the dip, and they're like, with what?
Yeah.
My credit cards are maxed out. But that's exactly like the system is rigged. Is once you get to $1 million, okay, you're coasting on 10% of inflation, that money printer, like you're becoming insider. Hello, Warren Buffett, you know, rat poison. I get it, like those people are invested in that system, and that system got us to a point. I don't want to be fiat system was 100% bad. It wasn't, actually. Like, it brought us ability to settle much faster, like technical innovations, like we have the whole internet revolution. But we are getting to the point where our society is so complex that we cannot allow people to be like, oh, central bankers, please make a decision on monetary policy, but do not enrich yourself. They're like, no, we won't do it. Like, pinky promise.
Yeah.
Like, you will not print $1 trillion, yeah, Walker.
Right.
You won't?
Unless we have to. and we always have to. Well, that's the insane thing. Like,
man, it's
funny to me that people look at Bitcoin still and they're like, well, that's crazy. What do you mean no one's in charge? But it's like once you go down the Bitcoin rabbit hole a bit, you look at the fiat system and you say, that's crazy. Why are people in charge of the price of money? Why are these 12 dudes
and they like
setting the price of money?
And they're like academics, you know, in
suits.
They have this reputation of being knowledgeable.
They're economists.
Yes. Not like you and me. We're a bunch of internet trolls.
Degenerates.
Yeah, really. We don't understand it. It's above our heads, Walker.
We don't have the necessary degrees to understand it. And then that's the this is a total sidebar, but the Federal Reserve employs some insanely high number of economists.
And important work.
All that they do, it's not like they employ all these different economists and they all like debate and disagree with each other. They just get as many economists as they can so that they can all agree. And they're like, well, we've got consensus. Every economist that
Cancer.
Works for us says that we need to print more money. So, I mean, I guess we'll just print more money.
God bless those people, but you become part of the cancer on society. And maybe I'm too harsh, but yeah, imagine like you listen, you got to go to work, you got to provide for your family, but at this point you got to be like, okay, I'm part of the system that's wrong. It's wrong. Because when you're part also of big companies, not even Fed, but big companies, and you're like doing those meetings and everyone is smiling and you're like pushing the envelope, you know you can do better. And these people, like printing money, then distributing it around the world to NGOs, Soros, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, he's going to fix everything. We just need to trust him, man. So, but no, it's just system is bad. Like, I wish Bill Gates, man, would be just like, okay, everyone is yelling at me. I must be doing something wrong.
Right.
But these psychopaths, they're like, everyone is yelling at me. I misunderstood.
They just don't get it. I need to help the poorers out there. They're just too stupid to understand. what I'm doing, you know, is really for their best interest because they don't know any better. Simpletons.
Yeah.
It's a very condescending attitude that is perpetuated by some of these guys that are at the very tippy top.
I think it's a corruption, man. It's just your brain becomes corrupted into thinking you're going to save. Yeah.
Like save your company. The world.
Yes. And then, well, luckily, we have Bitcoin. So you just stay humble, stack sats. Now, if you're a Square merchant, we want you in Bitcoin. Enable Bitcoin payments, stack sats, and let the fiat system show its way out. Because, man, I also love that politicians are now simping. So we can do more like this, not serious interviews.
Yeah.
We just have fun while they do like all the serious talk. Bitcoin.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, I think sometimes Bitcoiners forget that, like, we're at this stage right now where we don't have to suck up to politicians. The politicians are trying to suck up to us. They're also realizing that Bitcoiners are this growing cohort that has a growing amount of wealth. first, we're also incredible memers, so they like yes. they need our memetic energy as well as our economic energy.
And me and Walker, we have zero Bitcoin.
I lost all of mine gambling. We're here in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Zero.
It's very sad. I'm gonna have to start from scratch, but I'll build up sat by sat. You know.
Yeah.
Step by step. But no, we're at like politicians are at the Bitcoin conference again. It's been multiple years in a row, and they are actively trying to say, like, why am I a politician that is pro-Bitcoin? They're fighting over themselves to prove who is more pro-Bitcoin, who it has, you know, and it's Republicans and Democrats both. Maybe more Republicans now, but, like, the Democrats are catching up
because you saw last year at the Bitcoin conference how much money was raised for Trump by Bitcoin. And I posted back then, it's just... Just I post and then people are like, oh, you know, this not serious person. But I said, like, if you're a politician, like, support Bitcoin and you will be supported to win. And if you go against Bitcoin, you will lose. And I tell to people, Trump won because of Bitcoin. Or they say, like, crypto vote. They always try to get in the shitcoiners. But the thing is, if people don't believe that Trump won because of Bitcoin, even those people believe that Kamala lost because of Bitcoin, because of Operation Choke Point, because they alienated the whole industry, that then 95% went Trump donations. The only one that chose the wrong side were Ripple. And now they're coming and they're like, please take us in. We're like, we want to help. But even then, they're like, yeah.
Wait, did you see the thing? This was actually hilarious. That Brad Garlinghouse, you know, chief executive shitcoiner of Ripple.
We love you, Brad.
Oh, you're
such a meme.
You are hilarious. But he posted like, oh, I tried to meet with Senator Lummis, but she declined my meeting and like won't answer my calls and refuses to meet with me. And I'm like,
such a shitcoiner.
That's
move,
right,
man.
That's amazing though. That even the toxic maximalism is bleeding into politics. Their politicians are realizing, at least some of them,
don't have time to deal with scammers. Like, come on, man! Like, stop doing that stuff. Like, we don't meet. Okay, do better. But no, he goes online and cries, trying to throw Senator under the bus. Like, come on, man. Okay, will she meet with you now?
Yeah, definitely.
Like never.
And you look very weak.
Yeah. I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
Oh man, it is incredible to see this vibe shift, even with the strategic Bitcoin reserve. You know, this idea, it's contentious. I think that I'm of the opinion that this was an inevitable result of Bitcoin succeeding. Like, of course, governments will want to hold it. This is not me saying I approve or disapprove. I'm just saying I think this was inevitable, right?
Better system.
Of course. Like, why if Bitcoin is the best money, why wouldn't governments and corporations want to hold it? They'd be stupid not to. That said, I think it's very interesting that a lot of this toxic maximalism has actually bled into the regulations that there or the you know executive orders that came out. Yeah, we're going to hold the Bitcoin we have, not sell it, and try to acquire more. This is what the executive order said. In terms of the crypto, the digital asset stockpile, the non-Bitcoin, we will probably sell it, and we're not going to acquire more. Like, it's two completely diametrically opposed treatments of these things. And it's like, as far as like from a maximalist perspective, it's like amazing.
But then again,
the president also launched a shitcoin. So,
yes,
okay.
But that's the thing is, I wish around that Trump had better advisors and had his own, because your reputation is just not worth it in the long run. Like, two things. Saifedean, with his work, amazing work that shows that hardest money always wins. Like, there is no, oh, this will be number one money and number two, three, four, like 15. It's like, you always want to be holding the hardest money. So, and then you held gold. Gold was the hardest money, the best technology that was available to us. Great. Did silver people come in? They're like, silver is better. It's like, no, it's not. And you can argue with those people. However, that is the same situation. Like, you have Bitcoin. And you have silver people. Like, these shitcoiners, they're silver people, like gold people. Understand this. So hardest money always wins. And number two, toxic Bitcoin maximalists. The term was coined by Vitalik Buterin,
yeah.
who as a, you know, derogatory term to, like, show, oh, these crazy people that are not reasonable, they're too stupid to understand my technical genius. 10 years have passed, right, since Ethereum, more than 10, since Ethereum was out. Last month, Vitalik comes and says, hey, we should be more like Bitcoin. Dude, we've been telling you for 10 years, you took so many people in the wrong direction. You made a bunch of money. Great, great for you. You know, you and your insiders, you keep
so much
dumping on retail. Great. But, you know, the whole thing, and American HODL has the way better video. He's like, toxic maximalist, la, 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 they cry. Sure. I mean, the best thing about Bitcoin is you believe in it, you hold it, you don't need anyone else. When people start asking you, you answer questions. When you do, when someone asks you five times, you play Walker's video of Sailor thing. And that's it. It's just like, focus on yourself. Focus on your loved ones, people that you care about. You know, someone asked me about Bitcoin. I'm like, it's a scam. Don't buy it. I call Walker. We talk. So, yeah, like, have fun.
Yeah, sidebar, did you hear that American HODL is running for president of the United States? This is just what I hear. This is the word on the street. I don't know.
Listen, I don't vote, but if he truly, like, gets some tickets, I would vote.
I hear it's the American HODL Eric Kaysen ticket. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm voting definitely.
It's the most based ticket of all time.
I mean,
that's what I hear.
Listen, Eric is just special. He is a master shaman. That's how I address him. And then he is, because he's unapologetically himself. I think he also carries a little bit of guilt, because he's like, why me? Why did Bitcoin pick me with all this burden and, like, got me to the point where I'm set and I can just focus on philosophy? And I think he's trying to deliver, but, man,
I think he's going to make a great vice president. You know, really great.
I don't vote, but I would vote for that ticket. So, HODL, Kaysen, you have my vote. I can't believe I will be voting, man. I'll be getting all those scammy, like, oh, you need to be part of the jury thing. Oh, man, that's how they get you.
That it is a trap, yes.
So, but yeah. I would sacrifice myself that much for you two if you go on ticket.
You heard it here first. The American HODL Eric Kaysen ticket. Also, I do still say HODL. We don't have to get into that now. but I should pronounce American HODL's name as he pronounces it. Just to, you know, that's what he identifies as. As an American HODL.
What are his pronouns?
I think his pronouns are American and HODL.
Yeah. 615. Yeah.
You know, that turned out to be pretty darn good advice.
I mean, that guy can meme. The funniest thing is when girls started approaching me at the conferences and they're like, do you have 615? I'm like, I didn't, like, understand. It took me like 3 months to figure it out. Like, so stop doing that, girls. don't approach me like that. So.
Oh, man. You know, it's amazing. I mean, we're at this point where, like, again, I haven't been in Bitcoin that long. It's, you know, a few years now, which is cool. Time flies, but I don't know.
When you're having fun.
Yeah, but the other thing is it still feels early, I think, to those of us who are watching, like, in the space watching this happen. But to people who are maybe just, like, hearing about Bitcoin because it starts pumping again, they see the price tag and they start saying, oh, I must be late. You know, I must be late. You know, and obviously a lot of them may not know that you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin called a Satoshi. Like, you can buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin or a couple cents worth of Bitcoin. Like, that's amazing. But they may not know that. But I'm curious, you know, do you think, like, are we going to have just another shitcoin cycle because now the price of Bitcoin is so high? And like, does this just keep repeating itself forever? Like, this is what I want to know. Yes. Do shitcoins eventually all die out, or do shitcoins just keep coming and scamming new people over
forever,
and over again,
Laura.
Forever?
Forever, forever.
That's so
Laura.
Sad, though.
Yeah, but that's why money exists. It's a tool for truth, because, you know, oh, Walker, we are buddies. Do this for me. You're like, okay. I'm like, hey, Walker, we're buddies. Do this for me. They're like, okay.
Sorry, I just saw Tatum turn up.
Oh, Tatum, yeah. He's like, hey, Walker, retweet this with you. You're like, okay, man. Like, $5, $10. Like, you switch the relationship to, like, it's like a lightning channel. You got to be settled. I can't be the psychopath that's constantly demanding things for you. And if I do that, got to pay you. So money is a tool for truth when it's used well.
I love how popular you are, Uncle. It's amazing. You know, for a man who doesn't show his face, everybody knows Uncle.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, if there is a better coin, we will all be in it. But until then, we're good for 100 years.
Didn't you hear? Actually, XRP is better than Bitcoin, so I guess we're all switching over.
Crazy.
It is ridiculous, though. I mean, I guess scammers are going to scam, right? And that's why Bitcoin education is also so important, because if you get to people, like, most people go through a little bit of a shitcoiny phase because they get distracted by the bright lights and, and the flashy marketing and some jackass influencer who tells them that, you know, XRP is going to $100. But, like, no, it's not. Like, they're dumping it on you. Like, you're buying it from Ripple also, and they are just going to keep dumping on you.
Yeah.
But, like, eventually, maybe a lot of us need to shitcoin a little bit and get burned before we go into Bitcoin and say, okay, now I'm all in. I don't want to get burned anymore. I want to just save the value of my hard work. I want to save my time and my energy in something that can't be corrupted by some, you know, jackass crypto founder and a bunch of VCs. Like,
I think you literally opened with a question. We went through the whole arc. Like, don't buy Bitcoin. It's a scam. Buy whatever, and then after 5 years, you will be like, "Oh, I wish I actually listened to these guys." They actually had nothing to gain; they only had to lose, because less sats for them.
I know.
But
speaking of sats, where do you sit on the sats versus bits versus bit? Just calling sats Bitcoin debate. Where are you at with this? I like sats personally.
Man, I think people are. I see the whole thing that we need to rename sats into bitcoins. I see it as a very condescending. It's like, people are not smart enough. People are amazing, man. It's just, they're under so much pressure with this fiat high velocity trash economy. You're like forced to run the, you know, hamster wheel. People are smart when they just tell, hey, there's one bitcoin. It's divisible in 100 million satoshis. That's it. Boom, boom. Dollar cents. But there is also the thing is, like, people that are in Bitcoin, it's a status game. You know, you become, I am the developer that merged PR into Bitcoin Core. And this is where power corrupts, because you want that status, you want that influence. And maybe that's actually the biggest thing that I love about Bitcoin. It allows those people that are not status seeking to stack sats. Do your thing. So yeah, I'm definitely team sats, and I think people that are renaming sats into bitcoins, they'll be just like laughed. Maybe it even happens on Square terminals. They show like bitcoins, so you're buying for 20,000 bitcoins.
Do.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is gonna get confusing,
so,
isn't
so
it?
So Jack Dorsey, you're wrong, but it's okay. We still love you, man.
With all due respect, sir.
Yeah. With all due respect, sir. Odell is right.
Yeah. No, it's
it's like there will only be 2.1 quadrillion bitcoins.
That's how many zeros are in quadrillion?
I don't even know.
A lot.
They're like, there will only be 21 million mega bitcoins.
A mega bitcoin does sound kind of cool, though. I do kind of like that. Like, I like that idea.
Ultra mega
premier bitcoin.
And like, now we're shitcoining.
I know. That's the problem.
Let's close it up. Uncle has places to be.
Okay, so Uncle, if you had to leave people with something, and thank you for joining, by the way, I appreciate it. I know you're running around. It's always good to get a therapy session with my uncle. if you had to leave people with something, you know, for somebody who stumbles across this, who is new to Bitcoin, maybe who sees this spectacle that we have here in Las Vegas and thinks, like, what even are we dealing with here? What do you say to that person who just feels overwhelmed and like, I don't even know where to start?
Subscribe to Walker's YouTube channel.
That's too kind.
We have the best influencers as well. There is the whole joke that, you're doing these faces. do them, man. You're fighting the army of shitcoin influencers. Any people that we managed to scam into Bitcoin, to scam them into profits, they're saved. So subscribe to your channel and watch Uncle's interview, with Walker. You don't like me, don't like him. Find the voice in Bitcoin that speaks to you, you know? Jack
or
Mallers.
Become that voice. Become, start your own Bitcoin podcast. Why not?
Yes.
We need more podcasts.
Yeah. But no, like Jack Mallers, he talks to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Listen to him. Seyfedin, Matt Odell. So find the voice that speaks to you in Bitcoin. Like now even Trump is in Bitcoin. I don't know if that's a good voice to listen, but...
Don't buy his shitcoin.
Please
don't.
And when you have consumed enough materials, come join us at some Bitcoin event. You know, the Bitcoin conference is too big, too crowded. Come to BitBlock Boom. Come to what's your favorite conference like?
Boy, honestly, I think perhaps the it holds a special spot in my heart. But Unconfiscatable was the first Bitcoin conference I went to. Back in 2022. Shout out to Tone Vase, who brought us, Carl and I, there to host the Scammy Awards, which was amazing.
Phenomenal.
We just got to shit all over shitcoiners. It was incredible. But that is great advice, like to come to a Bitcoin conference, meet people in person, and who knows, if you're working in the fiat world and you're trying to, you're not feeling fulfilled there. There are a lot of Bitcoin companies now, and there are a lot of shitcoin companies too. But you can find a lot of pure Bitcoin companies. There is a Strike booth
right across us, and if you really don't have anyone to come to, find Uncle. Come to Uncle, I will connect you. And BTC Prague is next month, so people in Europe, I'll be at BTC Prague. You're coming or no?
I wish I could.
I gotta talk with Martin and Matthias. We gotta have you sometimes, man.
We'll see. Maybe we can make an impromptu trip.
So he's a bigger star. He was invited, but he was like, "No, I can't come." Rockstar is going.
If you're going to be there, okay. We'll leave with this because we didn't mention it at all. But people can find you on X, but they can also find you on Noster.
Preferably Noster. Yeah,
I think they can probably just go to, I'm guessing, primal.net/rockstar.
Exactly.
If I had to guess,
exactly.
You can find me there, primal.net/walker.
There we go.
You can search for us, Rockstar Developer. You can search for Walker America. Find us out there on the interwebs. And then I never know which camera to look at. I'm such a bad streamer.
No, man, this is great.
I'm gonna look at this one and just say, Bitcoin is scarce, but podcasts are abundant. So thank you for spending your scarce time to listen to Uncle Rockstar and I on this little impromptu Bitcoin podcast. Uncle, thank you.
Let's go.
It's been a pleasure.
Let's go.
We should probably take one more selfie in our cool headsets while we're still on stream.
And a present for you.
Oh, amazing.
So we're going to pay with Bitcoin?
I love it.
Let's pay with Bitcoin.
We're going to go pay with Bitcoin now, guys. Thank you all for joining us. I don't know who to give this headset to.
We just leave it
here. Do we just leave it here? Cheers, guys.
And that's a wrap on this Bitcoin Talk episode of the Bitcoin Podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're watching or listening, and share it with your friends, family, and strangers on the internet. Find me on Noster at primal.net/walker and this podcast at primal.net/titcoin. On X, YouTube, and Rumble, just search at Walker America. And find this podcast on X and Instagram at Titcoin Podcast. Head to the show notes to grab sponsor links. Head to substack.com/@WalkerAmerica to get episodes emailed to you. And head to bitcoinpodcast.net for everything else. Bitcoin is scarce, but podcasts are abundant. So thank you for spending your scarce time listening to the Bitcoin Podcast. Until next time, stay free.